Choice. All right, Ron. Should we
Oh,
both do it? Eeny, meeny, miny, miny. Okay. Meeting has started at 3:09. I don't have the agenda with me, folks. If we can pull it up.
Oh, introductions first.
Oh, inductions. Can we get a roll call, please? Elaine, co-chair, membership.
Ron Hernandez, co-chair of committee.
Gwen Smith, committee member.
Thacker Davenport, committee member.
Kira, council staff.
Koch Gear, council staff.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
Okay. And then I guess we did do the proof of the agenda.
All right, so we have some new items on the agenda for today. We have a co-chair election, so we'll either be electing or re-electing co-chairs for the year. And we'll be going over our normal stuff. We do actually have a prospective new member application. So we'll be reviewing that. And then we will also be, there's a request for a leave of absence for Elise Griffin. And then we'll be reviewing the committee assignments.
Well, you know, let's
So,
take the Elise one off.
okay.
I'm not, I don't know if you and Kat saw the email I sent to her, because you know, when I looked at that email a second time, it did seem rather ambiguous whether or not she truly wanted it, because under our guidance, she can remotely at virtually attend if it's like childcare related, since she's going on maternity leave. That I would say that counts. I mean, a slight stretch, but it's definitely childcare. So let's take that out until she responds, and if she responds. If she doesn't respond, we can just put it in automatically next month. But since she's not going out to maternity leave until March, let's just remove that for now. I don't want to speak for her.
Yeah.
All right, so we just have reviewing a new member application and then committee assignments. And then that'll take us to the demographic information update, which I'll be going over, and then that'll be the end of the meeting.
Okay, cool. All right, so reading that, did anybody have any objections with the changes and anything on the agenda for today? Okay, hearing none, agenda is approved for today's meeting. And how about the minutes from our last meeting? Okay. Did anybody have any adjusting to do with our minutes from our last meeting? Okay, hearing none, approved for the minutes from our last November 14 meeting. Okay. No public today, so no public comment. Moving along, what's next on the agenda?
I can jump in here and do the co-chair elections or re-elections. So let's open up the floor. A person can self-nominate a new co-chair, or self-nominate a renewing co-chair, or nominate another person. So the current co-chairs are Elaine and Ron, and the floor is now open for nominations.
We're still kind of missing two members, right?
Absolutely.
Do we want to wait until the other ones have any other recommendation? Or, I mean, I still recommend
See what we
Ron.
got. Yeah, let's see what we got here, though. We do have a couple current co-chairs who have done an enchanting job. But anyway, let's just see what
Mine
happens with
was a
this
rough year,
person.
y'all. I had a rough year this past year with a lot of adjusting to my medical situation and stuff, but I'm always happy to redo it if anybody would like for me to do it. It's always fun working with all of you guys, so it's always been a pleasure.
Can we count that as a nomination for yourself?
I was going to nominate Ron if still.
Okay. Ron, would you accept the nomination to return to being co-chair?
Well, I was even not considering a self-nomination because I wanted to give other people the opportunity to, step up, maybe learn how to be, co-chair. But if no one else is going to take it and there's no other nominations, then by default, I'll extend my commitment for another year, is it? A
Well,
year?
yeah, we'll take it. Is there a
Oh.
second to Elaine's nomination?
Second.
Great. So would anyone like to nominate another co-chair besides Ron?
Yep. Elaine, I know you've been on the as a co-chair for a while now, and so I'm going to ask you if you could be my wing person if I become a co-chair.
I accept. I'm just kidding. Of course, I would.
Is there a second to that nomination?
I second.
All right. Any other nominations to compete with these two fine candidates? No? Okay. I mean, if it's not broken, I'm not sure we need to fix it. Any opposed to these nominations for Ron and Elaine? All right. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Thank
And so I
you.
think, Ron, this answers the question that council support had as far as committee preferences, right? You're not moving out of this as of next month, I assume.
No, I'm just waiting for you guys to tell me what to do. That's all. So I'm
Stay
just
here.
passively taking
We're
in whatever you guys give me.
asking you to stay.
Okay. All right, what's next, y'all? I still have the agenda, so I don't know
I
what's
think
up.
it's our application for membership. I can introduce this, and then
Okay.
Kira, you can share the application. I'll be able to eventually share the letter of reference, unless you have that handy as well, Kira. I should have mentioned this. I unfortunately have to leave in 15 minutes for an emergency budget meeting, which I assume we'll be getting a lot of this year. That's going to be great. I have another one tomorrow, but anyway, so I'll have to leave at 3:30. My apologies. I don't know if you all recall from the review that Bill did and that I did earlier, but part of the findings from the monitoring report was that we have a number of not just like, of course, one of the findings was you need more Black council members, right? That was clearly a finding. But another finding on the other end was some of these appointed seats are empty. Where are they? And so one of them was for Part C, which if you all don't know that, Part C is women and families. I have to say, kudos to Bill Bloom. He really hustled and he reached out to General Hospital. And we got three candidates. And so eventually they self-selected amongst the three of them and put forward a great candidate, Jan, spelled J-O-N, but pronounced Jan, Oscarson, I think. Now, even though this is an appointed seat, so it's almost to be considered automatic, something similar to say Chris Kent for the state and Thomas for CHIP, we still have to do the process of voting on the application and then hopefully our live interview, if you all agree, next month. So if we can pull up that application, we'll just quickly go through it. I also had a very
Mark,
great. Oh,
although it's an
yes.
appointed seat, does that mean this person's still unaligned?
No, if you're appointed, then you are definitely aligned because if you're an appointed seat, you're working for government.
Okay.
So he does work for General Hospital, I assume via MOU. I don't know if he works directly for
Yeah,
DPH.
I had an impression that he was a consumer, so sorry. Thank you.
Oh, no, he is a director of nursing at Ward 86.
Oh.
So we can move on. Identifies as he, HIV negative, gay. Moving on. As you'll see, he checked that key box, able to represent the interests of health or hospital planning agency. I don't know if we have a Part C box. I suppose when we eventually redo this, we should probably put a Part C in here and a Part D as well, because we actually already have a representative of a hospital planning agency, and that's Helen Lynn. However, I doubt you all have memorized the list of appointed seats, so I'll just let you know that a representative of a hospital planning agency is a different seat than a Part C representative. So these are, even though Helen is under what he has clicked, his representation is still different, if that makes sense. So it just looks like we need to update our our application here to include more appointed seats. Okay, please move on. And see all the different range of services that they provide. It says Ward 86, so obviously they provide quite a lot. Oh, he's Part D, not Part C. I'm so sorry. And you'll see there at the bottom, Part D.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, Part C, I think Bill is going to consider himself Part C. As you all recall, Bill had to step down from the co-chairs
Yeah.
because of new HRSA guidelines. So he's actually free to be put into a particular box. So he's putting himself into Part C. And so just so that you all know for your own edification, our Part B representative is Chris Kent. He's a person who calls in every month because the state doesn't allow travel expenses. Okay. Bill is putting himself in as Part C, and Jan would be our Part D.
Okay.
So moving on. None of those. He's not a positive person. Okay, thank you. My eyes, I'm like, is this okay? Jan is the director of nursing at Ward 86. Been instrumental at creating a welcoming environment, holds a bachelor's degree from the University of Iceland and a master's degree from the University of Toronto. Deep commitment to patient care. Involved with various initiatives like Golden Compass, the pop-up program, Splash program, long-acting injectables. We've heard about all of these programs actually at the council. And Jan's leadership is driven by passion for addressing the diverse and often complex needs of the clinic's patient population. All right, we can move on. Okay. Interested in joining the council because of its impact on advancing HIV care. I want us to speak to this particular part. I had a great conversation with Jan prior to the break, and he has been aware of the council for a very long time because he used to work closely with Richard Bargetto. I don't know if any of you recall him besides Gwen. He was on the prevention council for many, many, many years as the COE coordinator. And so that's how Jan worked directly with him. And so he's been aware of us via Richard for a very long time. As far as the second goes, he has been quite involved in providing and evaluating services, oversees a multidisciplinary team, multiple individuals of who w were interested in this position. He just thought he'll take it himself, which is great. We have someone sort of top level, who's interested. Has definitely been a part of planning processes, been integral to his role. And as far as life experience goes, he's had a lot of professional experience in understanding healthcare delivery and education in different contexts, especially learning the importance of empathy, relational practice, and the need for a holistic approach to healthcare. Love it. All right, if we can move on. I think that might be all. Oh. And so let me now pull up his letter of reference. He has, let's see, a letter of reference from one of our most esteemed providers, Dr. Monica Gandhi. I don't know if you all are familiar with her, but she's fabulous. I don't need to really read all of this. Just imagine glowing things being said about all the new clinical programs that Jan has had a hand in working with and sometimes starting. That includes Golden Compass, the pop-up program, the injectables program, etc. A very glowing letter of recommendation from Monica, who you all have, I'm sure, met when she came, has come to the council multiple times. And so there you have it. Any discussion about this application for an appointed seat on our council? This doesn't help us, unfortunately, of course, with our other needs. And so that might be something that would give pause, I think, for perhaps other, say, service providers, perhaps. But since this is an appointed seat, I think it's pretty necessary for us to have it, unless we want to get dinged again. But anyway, any discussion? No?
Well,
All
I've
right.
had a personal
Sounds
conversation with
good.
him, Mark. It tells me that he's enthusiastic about joining us.
Yes, he
That
is.
was for
Like, it was very
the
exciting
conference.
talking to him. He
Yeah.
was quite excited.
I like that.
Yeah. We need more. We need more guy
Certainly,
like that. Excitement.
yeah, certainly no energy as far as like, well, I'm being told I have to. All right. Well, can I get a motion to approve the application for interview?
Emotion.
Is there a
Second.
second to the motion?
I'll second it.
All right. Any opposed? All right. Seeing none, we will interview him next month in person at, and correct me if I'm wrong, Cat 25 Van Ness, room 330A, right?
Yes, and I'll send out an email and an updated calendar invite after this meeting.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Fantastic. Done.
Oh, Mark, how much longer you're staying on right now?
I have more minutes. Anything you want to discuss while I'm here for the next five?
Yeah, because I want to push something along your side, because the last time I mentioned it, you weren't here. But getting more people involved in our council, we're going to see here, Marin, we're going to try to grab gather loot, youth. And I was wondering, and in San Francisco, can we just, we're going to try it here, but my advice is, like, can we actually do the same, like get the youth and put it more like in a program for credit in their schools to see if they want to join? Can we get to a school that we can actually ask, supervisors or whoever in colleges or in high school that want their youth to join in a credit grouping thing? You know how like you do it when you want to get a job? It was called job. What back in my days they used to call it job requirement courses, and you just get credit for it. If somebody hired you, you just get credit. Can
That's a
there's
good
a
thing.
way, the possibility that we can do that? That's how we can gather youth into full
That's
council.
interesting. That's interesting because, of course, our definition of youth does go up nowadays to age 24, which is funny.
I know.
which is kind
Well.
of funny. A few decades ago, gosh, 24, you're
No.
already have your house in suburbia.
Right?
But different times, different people. That's a very interesting idea. This is a public policy body, and
Yeah.
I could see this as some form of like satisfying some sort of credit for a public health degree. So let me talk with my team. I don't know the first thing about that, to be frank. I don't know the first thing about that. But that's an intriguing idea to be able to connect directly with, say, SF State, right? Which was a well-known public health program. Let me talk to my team. They're of the younger generation. Maybe they know more about this than I do.
Right.
But that's
Because
intriguing. Yeah,
we
thank
gotta
you.
start somewhere, and I figure, hey, that might be an idea. Because we used to do it back in high school to get credit. We take these work groups, and they just send out the kids to go work, and they get credit for their.
Because we could be on a list for that. I know that HIV programs at Shanti is on that. That's how we get some interns, basically, is like they have to fulfill a particular work requirement if they want to get a social work degree. So let's, Karen, Kat, let's talk. You both are a little bit fresher to this education thing than I am. So let's talk. I think that could be an intriguing thing. Thank you for that suggestion, Wing Tech.
Well, okay. Hopefully it's go. If we can do that, it'd be great.
Yes,
So,
I want to say though, but first of all, is that we're not going to provide any barriers to that. So if that's already in place, if someone already is like, oh yeah, you all would qualify under my teacher or my professor's parameters, we're going to say yes to that. I will sign any paperwork that will help with that for sure. I'm
Oh,
thinking
cool.
like I want to talk with my team about how do we outreach perhaps to educational institutions to make them aware of us. But certainly if there's any youth who come to us with that, we're going to approve that as a reason because that certainly is going to help with that classic problem with youth, which is we provide no remuneration. Like that's against HRSA. We can't pay them. But
Right.
if they can use this for experience to help with their degrees, yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Cool. Because that's along the line of what I was thinking. So I don't think you get some credit for school. So
Yeah,
keep
so
up.
just consider that a yes. If you know anyone who's a youth who's in that program and being on the council qualifies, you know, and if they have a certain number of hours, hell, they can go to every single committee meeting if they want to.
Yeah, right? Okay, sounds good. All right, so what's next on the agenda for after?
And I'll say goodbye now because I have to go to my budget meeting. Wish me luck.
Okay.
Bye.
And I can take the next item on the agenda, which is committee assignments. So thankfully for committee assignments, there was not that much movement. I will go ahead and share my screen so everyone can see this. So this is how I divided it up. The people who are highlighted, or the names that are highlighted in yellow, those are the folks that requested a transition from one committee to another. So we had Ed Chitty, who requested to move from community engagement into membership, which used to be his home committee. And then we had Helen Lynn, who requested to move from membership into council affairs. And Manuel Vasquez, who requested to move from council affairs into membership. So it kind of worked out because we did technically lose one person from membership, but we did also have two people move in.
Okay.
So it's the numbers are pretty even across. You can kind of see that for all of the committees, except for membership, we are down one person, but we also have someone in this area, if everyone can see in that. There's two names. One of them is Charles Cerrone, who, as folks may recall, we gave him a special circumstance where he will not have to attend committee meetings. Right. But then we also have Erwin Barrios, who recently joined us. And we still have not heard his decision for his choice of home committee. We are hoping that it's membership, so that way it can be equal all across, but we're waiting to hear from him.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if Mark reached out to Erwin to discuss with him what each committee is all about. I think Erwin was, it's one of the questions that he had for me that I passed over to Mark.
Okay.
If they had that conversation yet.
I can ask Mark. I know Kat has reached out to Erwin. Would a phone call be better, Ron, do you think, than an email?
Phone call would be good. Leave a message. Yeah.
Well, not to put my two cents in there, but I always figure a better communication is through telephone more of voice than it is text, because, you know, sometimes they'll get to it or sometimes they won't. But if you can talk to them, like on the phone or physically, it would be probably better.
I agree.
Okay. So I can go ahead and reach out to Erwin if we don't hear back from him by tomorrow. And then,
I know he's open to any commitment. He's just not sure which one he fits in perfectly. We lean him towards that we need him in membership. That would be great. I mean, I could talk to him and have him decide, but I kind of want him to really have the agency.
Yeah. I can check in with Mark about that. And then if not, I can reach out to him then. But for those who requested a move from committees, do folks just want to do this as a slate to approve?
Yeah, we could do that.
I'm impressed that Ed wants to come back to membership. That's nice.
Yeah. His move to, I believe, community engagement was, so all of these people, they gave me their ranked list. And so everyone got their first choice. And Ed actually, he was moved from membership to community engagement due to a lack of numbers in community engagement. But now that we're pretty full there, he was really excited to move back.
Well, he's gone home to be a filler. That's nice of him.
All right. So I'll go ahead and stop sharing this.
Okay.
And then do folks just want to approve this as a slate?
Yes. Is everybody okay moving it and voting on a slate?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So go to move. We'll take a vote. All in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed, object. Hearing none of that, it's been approved.
Awesome. Okay, and then I can take the next agenda item as well, which is our demographic information update. And so I'll go ahead and share those files. So the first one being the epidemographic report. And so this one, there's not too much that I want to point out. We are still, I do want to highlight our target areas, which are Black slash African American, as well as youth. Those are our two main target areas, which we are still under, unfortunately. We are outreaching to youth currently for our COLA. So I'm hoping that maybe that brings some interested parties to the council, but we'll see. So I'll go ahead and share our other report. And this one's a little bit more in depth. So you can he see here some of the highlighted areas in red are kind of what where we're under. And funny enough, we are under in terms of male, but not it's not too bad. And then again, like I mentioned, youth as well as Black slash African American. Welcome, Thomas. And then our total membership does stay at 29 because we did have someone join. So that's really nice. Any questions about this?
Not really. Hopefully, what I suggest with the youth in the schools, hopefully Kara, you and oh my God, Mark can really work together, and that would be exciting. That would really be totally exciting. And it'll solve the problem.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think people we would get more people. But I'm curious to see how that how that exactly is done.
As far as I can remember, like in recruitments, you would have to get together with if you're going above the 25 group as well, you would have to go to the universities and ask the administrators or principal or the whatever, and ask to see if those special classes can actually do that for their students. I think it's just getting the okay by it, but other than that, it shouldn't be a problem. I hope
I
not.
wonder if we would have to come up with a curriculum.
Probably, right? Well, you figure, what is it the a lot of those students take political science and stuff like that. And it's always a really good learning tool for them, especially ones that are taking political science. So, it's a good learning tool. So who knows? It might work out. That might be the target to look at in those studies there. It'll be interesting and it'll be great. And that would solve a big hole in our youth section. And how about any more consumers? How are we doing with that?
With consumers, I mean, we're still under in our consumer area. So we are still hoping to, I guess it's Black African American youth and consumers of services.
How many consumers do you calculate we need to get to 33% that is our target?
Currently, we have, I can, let me pull it up again.
Right now, I think it's 24%, right? Is that what it says?
Yeah. So it's 24. So I can play around with the numbers, but I'm guessing maybe anywhere from 3 to 5 consumers. That would really boost our numbers.
Well, it also is impacted by people dropping off who are not consumers. Right?
Oh yeah. So yes. So it does, it is also impacted by folks who join. Who are not consumers. So that's why I think Mark had mentioned this a couple of meetings ago. In the past, he has had to kind of put a freeze on accepting consumer or providers of services because it does impact our ratio in terms of consumers to providers on the council.
If we have we lost anybody in the last couple of months?
We did lose. I'm trying to think. I think we lost a couple of consumers. I'm sorry, providers, not consumers. I don't know that we've lost consumers. I think we've just lost providers.
Yeah. Okay. But we're still okay with providers, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we still don't. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just want to kind of note in the youth conversation. I think there's one thing to recruit youth, but I don't think we're a really youth-friendly space from the standpoint of, I mean, we're a government body that spends most of our time listening, and it's so, yeah, so just to put that out there, I don't know how many young people would be really down to sit and listen to our presentations and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, Lane did come up with a very, very interesting proposition just a few minutes ago about that. So I don't know if you want to recap that, Elaine.
Yeah, I was asking Mark earlier about how to gather more youth. And I had suggested and asking him if we can do, because here in Marin, we're going to try to do the same and try to form a group of youth that are still are in school that need extra credit, particularly for their grades, and see if we can do that. That's the only way that I can think of grabbing youth to start a program on the youth program for that. So that's, and he thought that might be a good idea. He's going to look more into it, but he likes that idea. So kind of hoping to see if that would work.
Basically, no. Like shooting interns.
Yeah, it's kind of like an intern kind of thing on that.
Sorry, Thomas.
I like the idea, and it totally makes sense. It's more like now that they're in the seat, what does our space kind of offer to a young person that they might find exciting?
Well,
so
there's a
one
lot.
Thing
I
about
mean,
recruitment, and then there's another thing around retention. So that's all I was just trying to, so cart before the horse, I realize it, but I'm like,
well, Thomas, you could ask me that and I would say the food brings me back. So it's all, I guess, the individual or subjective, really, what brings them back. Maybe it's for the interns, their grade, their whatever they need, credit they need. But we know it's a temporary thing with them. I don't know if they're going to commit afterwards. So,
you know, sometimes it could be a surprising thing. I've been in a lot of group sessions where, you know, we take these classes into consideration, and you'd be surprised at how many people just say, you know what, I want to continue doing this because I like it. So, you know, it, other ones are going to look at it as, oh, I need the credit, I'm going to do it. And other ones, they say, hey, I may like it, I may want to stay on. We won't know until we actually kind of give it a try or whatever, but I'm all ears to everything, so I understand. So, but it's just something to get started on to see what works, what doesn't.
Don't let them sit next to Ron.
I think the mentor aspect too, like Ron was my mentor and like my buddy when I started the council. And I think that's going to be even more important for the younger folks that are joining. Really engaging them, answering questions, spending time with them outside of the council, maybe even like asking them out for coffee. I don't know, but like making it more essentially fun, you know, or something that they like want to do, you know. I think like, yeah, food is a good enough incentive for me, but like what's it gonna be for them? And we can't like give them, you know, gift cards necessarily or anything like that. But yeah, I don't know. But it's, yeah, I think the mentor aspect, I think, is even more vital in this, with this age range. Yeah.
Which also brings to a very... Somebody say something?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no, which actually brings into my mind, which I like what you just said, because it actually does... I find it difficult here. We had a lot of new members, and it's not until I brought those two ladies to our full council. They were so excited, and they got more of a better idea how the council is run and how it works. So I got a lot of great feedback from the both of them. You guys did very well in giving them the excitement to do what they do here in the Marin County. So they're like, oh, but your San Francisco are way much more in depth with their. It's like, yes, they are. But they find it very fascinating to know that this is what it is. They never, for the longest time, they never knew that San Francisco was still part of us. So it was really exciting. We all showed them well. And, you know, a mentor is important. I have two mentors here that they follow me under. And I think that when we do hire, this is not now going to everybody once they come into the council, that it is important to have a mentor guide the new ones in so they can get a more of an understanding, not be too intimidated or afraid to like, well, maybe this is not for me. No, we have to get in the good points about being in the council too. So yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
Any more questions, Mr. Noble?
No, sorry to be late. I just was like, oh, I wonder if they need quorum. So I thought I would jump in. And
no, we're just going to make you do 24 push-ups. That's all.
I could probably do three.
All right, you guys. Any more? Any more conversation?
Nothing? Happy New Year, folks.
Yeah. So that Thomas knows, we do have an in-person meeting next week because we're going to interview someone.
Next month.
Sorry, next month. Yes.
Cool. Are they a consumer?
No, they're actually. No, I think they're was it a government grantee or something like that?
An appointed seat.
Appointee. I'm sorry.
Oh, for which appointed seat?
Part D appointed seat.
Yeah.
Someone from Port Ward 86.
Helen's old role or.
No, it's an addition.
I think Mark said that Helen covers Part C, but this individual would cover Part D.
Oh, now that is sexy. All right.
That's very noble.
That sounds used friendly. All right, cool. Good to know. I actually don't know the difference between C and D. Okay.
I'm just repeating what Mark says. So.
Right.
As soon as an A and a B too, then. All right. Cool.
All right. So what's next on the agenda? Or are we almost halfway done?
The last item. So now we have adjournment.
Okay. Anybody? Everybody okay? Mm-hmm. Any questions for anything that's upcoming that you guys want to add to next month's agenda? We know that we are meeting in person for the interview next month. And our lovely girls here will send us out a reminder and stuff. And like I said, I just want to give out a big shout out to my LA folks. And may they recover from this fire. I miss them all. It's touched me very deeply. So they are. Prayers go out to them. So let's see. What else? I guess meeting is adjourned. And oh yes, Thomas, me and Ron are both nominated are continue as co-chairs.
Excellent. Did you give speeches?
Yes, they were very touching.
The elections are still open. You want to self-nominate. You just gotta get a second.
All right, goodbye. Bye. Bye.
All right, guys. Meeting
bye,
adjourned.
Everyone.
All right, bye. See
bye,
you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thomas left so quickly.